Black girl, you are built from stories, you are molded by songs, you are born from a love that once was. You were raised from circumstance that made you who you are today. You find love and laughter in the simplest things in life and chose to share your pain with words. You are a lover of poetry, you are humbled by the beauty you see in a world of confusion. In a society like Papua New Guinea, it's still a man's world generally. But we must learn to be open-minded, to be proactive, to be able to take the first step forward and say, I can do it too. We should not mentally downgrade ourselves because of our appearance or our status in the society. The fight these days should never be against ourselves, but we must work to find our place in society together. Papua New Guinean women probably have always been looked at differently. Maybe it's because the color of our skin, the texture of our hair, our culture, maybe our harsh condition of lifestyle. But there is always something that sets us apart. But then there is the minority of women that sets the pace for the world to look at us differently. It is in the way that they carry themselves or the way that they do things. It's the picture that's always portrayed online. And the public will always generalize. I have come to realize that we love to stereotype ourselves, our people. The women in PNG have always been at the forefront of this stereotyping. PNG is a society that is deeply rooted in culture and tradition. Women in general are hard workers. Their hands were made to work the land and be fruitful. History has given them hands as hard as the ground during the dry season, a heart so big as the ocean, yet as humble as the first drops of rain. There is always the unspoken sacrifice that they have to make when they start families. Their needs and wants and personal desires are always put at the back when it comes to family matters. I would like to say that culture has played a huge part in our growing up, or in my growing up. I was raised in a broken home in the city, two sides that didn't really compromise together. And as I got older, I began peeling back my roots to find out more about where I come from, like shifting from one foot to the next, pretty much like in a hopscotch game. I would reach out between my paternal and maternal side of life, find out who I am in terms of where I come from. I am proud that I can appreciate both cultures of the highlands and the islands. And although I have an islander look about me, I am pretty much a highlander at heart. Despite all that has been and all that is yet to come, I believe that we will eventually achieve what we set out to achieve in the first place. We have come a long way from our ways of the past and our traditions. We are in some ways becoming one with respect to mixed marriages, to the problems that our country is facing. People are sharing same sentiments and standing together and speaking out. There will always be the minority that paints the black picture, just the same as there will always be a shadow during a sunny day. But with progress, there is always a setback. And as a woman, it is a personal belief that we have to fight that norm, that if we can't fight it, then let's join them. I believe that just because someone does something in the wrong for the right reason doesn't mean it is right. We must push ourselves to do better and be better.